Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 13 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. First of all, this week, again, I'd like to thank those of you who have written in and to let me know that you're listening. I know that you're out there from the downloads that I'm seeing from my web server, but I'm certainly always glad to know who you are and where you are. I'm always interested in that, people all around the world listening to these podcasts, and also what it is that you're interested in, what you're interested in regard to photography, and how you're finding Camera Position to be useful to you, and what you'd like to see more of in this podcast. So keep writing, and there are some interesting things I've learned so far about the number of you who have written in, who you are, where you are, and also I've learned about a number of interesting podcasts, which I'll talk about over the future of Camera Position here in terms of other photo-oriented podcasts that you folks are listening to. So this week, I'd like to talk about actually an Easter image, at least that's the way I think about it, and I'd like to talk about it relative to the way in which photographers have this connection to their subjects and connection to the places that they make their photographs, how they make their photographs, and how those places and those events surrounding the making of a photograph really impact the way we think about images. This particular photograph was made on Easter Sunday in Rome. Buona Pasqua to anyone out there who is listening who speaks Italian and shares my enthusiasm for Italy as a subject. Buona Pasqua is Happy Easter in Italian. This photograph was made on the rooftop of a hotel, the sort of rooftop restaurant kind of a dining area on the top of a hotel, the Albergo Portoghese in Roma. And if you've ever been in Rome or any other major Italian city, especially, but especially Rome, on Easter Sunday or any other major religious holiday, you know that there is this sort of unusual aura surrounding the city. It is both a city of extraordinary enthusiasm and excitement, an excitement that's almost palpable. But at the same time, it is also very peaceful and very quiet. Certainly, there is a sense of reverence, a sense of joy on Easter Sunday in Rome. And this particular Easter Sunday was the first warm day that had occurred in some time. I'd been in Italy, I guess, almost 2 weeks, and it was the first really truly warm day, the first sort of day of spring. And so lots of people out wandering the streets, lots of people out enjoying the sunny sunshine in the afternoon on Easter Sunday. And because so many restaurants and cafes are closed on Easter Sunday, I had decided that I would get a loaf of bread and some cheese and a little bit of salami and a bottle of wine and sit on the rooftop of the hotel and enjoy the sounds of Rome on Easter Sunday, all of the bells of all of the churches ringing, and spent a goodly part of the afternoon up there having some food and a little bit of beverage and sort of soaking in the atmosphere and watching the people down below on the street and in the piazzas. And throughout the day, as I had been sort of looking at these things, I had my camera near me, and again, I used this large format camera, 4x5 camera, that takes quite a bit of effort to set up. So I left it in the bag and left the tripod sitting on the ground, and had looked at this bust, at this statue throughout the day, and really liked the arrangement of this coming to life, but sort of scraggly-looking plant next to this proud-looking woman's bust, and sitting on this very simple kind of a support. And as the afternoon sun turned to twilight, the white of the stone, the marble that this sculpture was made out of, began to glow. And so I got out my camera and calculated that because it was getting on toward dusk, the sun was disappearing, just the sky was illuminating the statue, that I would require this really long exposure. Again, I don't really want to spend a lot of time in this podcast talking about technical things, but this particular exposure, about 25 or so minutes long. That was because, of course, the amount of light was very small, and also that I had figured out that by having a long exposure, the reciprocity failure, or the failure of the capacity of the film to record light and dark values equally, would boost the values of the light areas and reduce relatively the values of the dark areas. So I would get this contrastier than it really was rendition of the scene. And so I remember sitting there with the lens open for this long period of time and being very quiet and listening to the church bells and watching the birds wheel overhead and enjoying that feeling of being in this reverent place on this reverent day in this warm afternoon tending toward evening time. Now, the part about that that I want to talk about relative to the idea of time and place and emotion in photographs has to do with the fact that, for me, that's what this photograph is about. And until I told you the experience of making the photograph or the circumstances surrounding it, you really didn't have any sense of what that was about. You need, as the viewer, to rely on the visual authority of the image all by itself. And because this has been a relatively successful image for me in terms of people's response to it, I certainly have, I think, captured the idea of quiet light and this sort of reverent quality, and the idea of the composition and the composition that includes this sort of scraggly coming to life plant to the left of this bust. But again, it really is this combination of things for the photographer. For me, the reason for making the photograph was not only the beauty of this object and the scene, but also the beauty of the moment. And it's up to us, I think, as photographers, to translate that beauty of moment into a pure visual beauty that allows us to share the beauty of the moment, even if it's in a vicarious sort of way, with the viewers of our images. And we always have to remember that the image's viewers really will never see that surrounding area or hear the bells of Rome on Easter Sunday tolling, or any of the other things that, for me, make this photograph so special. They need to rely purely on the visual qualities of the image itself. So I guess my thought for this week's podcast is to think about how to translate that emotional response that you have to your subject into a sense of the visual beauty that kind of corresponds to that emotional response. But don't be surprised if the viewer of the image doesn't really quite grasp every part of what you felt when you made that image. Remember that they need to then bring some part of themselves to the image to allow their own emotional response to take over from where yours leaves off. So, thank you for listening to Camera Position. I hope you continue to subscribe and continue to listen to the podcast. Certainly, if you have any thoughts or comments, I would love to hear them. I love to hear from folks out there, and I will always respond. Sometimes it might take me a day or two, but I will always respond. So please drop me a note, jeff@jeffcurto.com. And thanks so much for listening. And buona Pasqua, well, happy Easter, and enjoy your Easter, enjoy your families, and make some photographs of things that you see.